Our second scripture reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, and I invite you again to hear the word of the Lord. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I have been very worried this past week. My friend John flew into town from Tennessee on Thursday morning for the weekend, and I knew that I had to have everything done for today before then, because we had plans all weekend, and I wouldn't be able to get any of that work done on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, so I was scrambling to get all of this done by Wednesday night. Got off to a good start, but then I'm sitting there on Tuesday night, staring at my computer screen, and it just wasn't coming. It's this awful feeling of, I'm halfway done, but this is not the word that God is calling me to preach. So then I faced the prospect of having to scrap the whole thing and start all over again and have it all done in one day. And I worried. What if I don't get it done? What if I don't have enough time? What if it's no good? What if this? What if that? On top of that, I was worried about a number of other things. It was Rhodey's last week with us as church administrator. So I worried, have we prepared Laura? Have we given her everything that she needs to succeed when she takes over for Rhodey tomorrow? I was worried about everything with Eric. How is this conversation going to go? What about horse show parking? What about mission trip planning? What about the future of our youth ministry? What about our youth here right now? Just all these little worries dancing around in my head. Now, I tell you this, I share my worries with you simply as a way of saying, you are not alone. We all have worries. Whatever has been weighing on your heart or on your mind this past week, whether it's your family or your job or your health, or whatever you have carried with you here today, you are not the only one who is worrying. And it doesn't make you less faithful. It just makes you human. We all worry. We all get caught up in the what ifs. We all experience anxiety over an uncertain future that we cannot control, and we all try to control it. So as I sat there on Tuesday night, staring at this computer screen, I finally just said, this isn't working, and went down to talk to Jen, went to bed for the night. And I come in, and she says, how's it going? To which I say, it's not. Not feeling it. I think I need to scrap the whole thing and do something else, but I don't have enough time to do that, and I have no idea what else I would do, even if I did do that. So she, woman of valor that she is, gets out the Bible and says, okay, let's think about this. What sermon do people need to hear? What do we need to hear? And I'm kind of babbling on, well, it's still the season of Easter, and so we want to tie it in with the resurrection and this and that. And she says, I think we're very worried as a country and as a people. We should talk about that. We should talk about worry. And I'm sitting there saying, yeah, other people are really worried about a lot of things today. But that really resonated with me. And often I've found that the most powerful sermons are the ones that preach to me, too. So it struck a chord with me, not just because of all the things that I was worrying about. We had just voted that day, and seeing all the political ads and election coverage on TV, she was right. People are very fearful and very worried about a lot of things right now. And our political process is just preying on that. People are worried about guns on all sides of the conversation. People are worried about terrorism. People are worried about immigration. People are worried about race. People are worried about issues of gender and who's going into which public restroom. People are worried about health care. People are worried about the economy. People are worried about what if this person gets elected. Add all of that onto the litany of things that we are already worried about anyway. Are my kids safe? Is my job secure? What if this person I love gets sick? What if I get sick? What if I don't have enough money? What if I don't have enough time? It's easy to say, oh, don't worry about that. The reality is that we do worry about so many things. Jesus uses this great word here when he talks about worry. He uses the Greek word merimnao. Merimnao. It's made up of two separate Greek words, merizo, which means to divide, and naos, which means the mind. To worry. Merimnao means to divide the mind. When Jesus tells us not to worry, he is literally telling us not to divide our minds. Worrying splits our minds, our time, our energy, our focus between today's realities and tomorrow's fears. Even if tomorrow means 5 minutes in the future, it's dividing us between right now and not yet. Part of our mind is focused on the now and on the what is, and the other part is focused on the what if. And the result of that is half-minded living. We can't focus our minds or our time or our energy on the things that require our focus right now because we're worrying about what might happen in the future. So Jesus talks about birds and flowers and says they don't worry about what they're going to eat or what they're going to wear. They belong to God. God takes care of them. God provides for them. You belong to God too, and God will provide for you. I think that's part of how we deal with worries when they come. Jesus isn't just telling us, don't worry here. He's giving us a way of dealing with worries. It's reminding ourselves over and over and over, I belong to God. God will take care of me. God will provide. I belong to God. What Jesus is doing here is undividing our minds, if that's a word, and drawing us back from an imagined future by grounding us in a present reality. I belong to God. I belong to God. What if? What? No, no. I belong to God. Paul follows up on this in Philippians. He uses that same word, merimnao, when he says, do not worry about anything. Do not divide your mind about anything, but pray about everything. When you start to worry, when you start to get divided between now and the future, ground yourself in a present reality, in that present moment by praying, by bringing this thing to God and saying, God, I'm very worried. I'm very fearful about this. Remind me that I belong to you and give me peace. Paul goes on to say that instead of focusing on your worries, instead of letting your mind run away with them, instead of thinking about all the things that could go wrong and rehearsing all those imaginary situations and conversations in your head that we all do, instead of doing that, think about whatever is true and honorable and just and pure and pleasing and commendable and excellent and worthy of praise in your life. Ground yourself in a present reality by thinking about the good things that are present in your life right now. Instead of thinking, okay, what if this goes wrong in my life? Think, well, but this is right right now. This thing is right. Instead of thinking, what if this bad thing happens? This good thing happened. Here's this good thing in my life right now. I used to really struggle with anxiety years ago. I would lie in bed at night, my mind racing about all these problems, everything that was wrong, everything that could go wrong. I couldn't go to sleep at night. I couldn't shut my brain off until a friend told me, you know what I do? I make a list in my mind of three things that are good in my life. Sometimes, he says, it's as simple as, I've got this pencil. Everything else may be wrong right now, but I've got a pencil. And there are plenty of people in the world who don't have a pencil, so I must be doing all right. I've got a home. I've got a bed that I'm sleeping in. I've got a family around me. He said that anytime his mind started racing with worries and fears, he would recite that list over and over again. And it sounds so simple, but it works. It's a way of drawing yourself back from an imagined future and all those possibilities from what might be and grounding yourself in a present reality, what is. When you start to worry, remind yourself that you belong to God. Pray about it. And think about what's good right now. A few days ago was the 3-year anniversary of when I first came here and preached, and you voted to call me as your pastor. And I remember driving here that morning. I was so worried. What if this doesn't work out? What if they don't approve me? All these fears and doubts and worries dividing my mind. So as I drove, I turn on the radio to try to distract myself, and there was this song playing. It's a Bob Marley song called Three Little Birds. Anyone know this song? There's a chorus that he just repeats over and over again. Who wants to sing it with me? I'm serious. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be all right. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be all right. So I drove here singing that song. I can remember exactly where I was on the road when I was singing that, and it drew me out of all my imagined fears, all of these what ifs, back into that moment, into that present reality. This song, these words, every little thing is gonna be all right. Because I belong to God. And so even if this doesn't work out, everything's going to be all right. Because I belong to God. Whatever worries and fears are dividing your mind right now, every little thing is going to be all right. Even if it's not all right, ultimately, every little thing is going to be all right. Because you belong to God. God will take care of you. God will provide. Ground yourself in that reality, and the God of peace will be with you.